Maybe it's the name. A task force conjures up an image of a group of people rushing in, grabbing a problem around the neck, and wrestling a solution out of it. Any notion that that might happen with the Educator Effectiveness and Compensation Task Force was doused with cold water by co-chair Rob Bryan when he presented the group's final report yesterday.
Really, I think what you see in our final report is largely a set of goals and principles to be applied as a specific plan is created, hopefully as soon as possible.
Almost everyone wants to see the outdated teacher salary schedule reformed. State Senator Jerry Tillman says a system based solely on years of experience rewards bad teachers and punishes the best ones.
And nobody outside of education wants that anymore. That's why we got to reform this pay. And as hard as it is, that's why we have got to give some credit for achievement. So therein lies the big problem.
That big problem is determining who are the best teachers. This report didn't try to tackle that thorny issue, instead suggesting it be further researched. What was in the report, and is most likely to pass the legislature this spring, is a plan to pay beginning teachers more. The task force report restates support for a plan already offered by Governor Pat McCrory back in February.
Well, I'm pleased to announce that over the next 2 years, this team has got an agreement in which we will increase by nearly 14% over the next 2 years the base pay for teachers to $35,000 per year.
That plan didn't sit too well with many teachers when it was proposed, and it hasn't improved the morale for teachers with more than 10 years' experience. Judy Kidd is one of them. She teaches at Independence High School in Charlotte and was a member of the task force.
We have become glorified babysitters in this state. I'm not sure that anyone wants to see a true education given to these students. We need to increase the pay for teachers in the state of North Carolina, period.
Other educators on the task force also spoke out against the final report. Tim Barnesback is a middle school teacher in Burke County. For three meetings, he came prepared, listened intently, and asked probing questions. The final report then appeared in his email within the past week.
I don't feel that there's been a sense of input from the education professionals sitting on the panel to this report that was finding. So I'm struggling with why we were brought here.
In response to these criticisms, Senator Tillman repeated a warning he had offered at each of the meetings. There wasn't going to be much money. He talked about the legislature's slim budget margins due to cost overruns in Medicaid and increased payments into the state's retirement plans. But he didn't mention the sizable tax cut passed by the Republicans in the legislature last year that could reduce state revenues by almost $2 billion over the next 5 years, other than to say that a future tax increase to pay for teacher salaries was simply out of the question.
If we only had a limited amount of money, we had to start somewhere. That was the number one problem. Tennessee, Georgia, South Carolina, Virginia pay more than we do. We weren't getting the best and the brightest ever in the classroom, and then they were getting frustrated and leaving in the first 3 to 5 years.
In the coming months, legislators will likely find the money to raise salaries for beginning teachers and try to keep them in North Carolina classrooms. It remains to be seen if that will be enough. Dave DeWitt, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.